Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from the letter to the Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. Paul writes, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Next week, we celebrate Thanksgiving as a nation. And here at the International Center, we will highlight many things for which we have to give thanks to God across the LCMS. We will take time to give thanks for God's people and their gifts of service, generosity, and encouragement. Working in youth ministry, we spend a lot of time talking about relationships. We hear the stories of answered prayers and how Christ-centered relationships impact the lives of young people. These relationships are between children and parents and family members, relationships between young people and pastors and DCEs, teachers, deaconesses, and church staff. We hear of God's faithful people investing time, emotional and mental energy, and other resources on the behalf of young people, so that they hear God's word and deeply understand Jesus' love for them. And of course, we give thanks for the blessing of young Christians in our churches and schools. What a blessing to give thanks to our amazing God each day of our lives. Paul's letter to the Philippians might be called a missionary's thank you letter that he is sending to the faithful Christians in Philippi. The saints there have been generous to Paul through his struggles, and also to the mission of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul uses intense words to express his love and care for the saints at Philippi and to express thanks for their response to the gospel. It's portions like this of Paul's letter where he discusses personal relationships that I have learned to read more slowly and appreciate. In years past, I might quickly read through them that these were just pleasantry that Paul is writing to start a letter. However, I've come to appreciate to read Paul at his word and the depth of Christian love shared in Jesus. Paul had some adventures with the Christians in Philippi, a leading city in Macedonia that he visited and remained for some days. The book of Acts gives us details of his visit on his second missionary journey. On that visit, Lydia was baptized, as was her family. Paul stayed with her as he continued preaching and teaching the gospel. The converts at Philippi witnessed God do amazing things through Paul. Paul healed and released the young woman from the bondage of a spirit of divination. Paul and Silas were arrested on false accusation by those who were profiting from this girl's fortune-telling. They were beaten and put into prison, but they didn't lose hope. While in prison, they gave glory and sang hymns to God, and he eventually saved them from their bondage. And in the chaos, a jailer who feared for his life because of Paul's escape, that Paul's escape would bring terrible punishment upon him, heard the gospel from Paul. The jailer and his family were baptized that night. Later, Paul was led to Lydia's house where he saw his fellow Christians before he departed Philippi, having received an apology for his false imprisonment as a Roman citizen. You can understand how experiences like these molded a strong bond between Paul, Silas, and the saints of Philippi. As Paul writes his letter, he is again imprisoned in his pursuit to advance the gospel. Through his imprisonment, the Holy Spirit works in the midst of suffering. In the middle of that suffering, the Philippians bring him great joy. Absence and persecution work to bring Paul closer to the Philippians and closer to Christ. He is separated from so many of those he loves, and yet he gives thanks. His separation from the Philippians has only increased his desire to see them. What a beautiful example of Christian love, and how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters in Christ dwell in unity. The love of Christ gives Paul the strength to live well in the paradox of finding joy in suffering. This may echo the old adage that absent makes the heart grow fonder. Yet Paul's writings tell us it's not absence, but the love of Christ and the Philippians' response to the gospel that makes his heart grow fonder. The Holy Spirit is at work in his time of separation to increase his love for others and his concern for others in his life of prayer. Paul sets a great example of a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, for he had grown in his knowledge and discernment of God's love and will for him. Paul later writes of the depths of Christ's love for sinners, like him, the people at Philippi, and like you and me. As we sang about, the incarnation was out of love for us. Jesus made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. God knows that I fall often at living up to the example Jesus and Paul set for me. I do not love and obey God as I should. Instead of responding in thanksgiving to God for all his good gifts, I grumble about food costs and politics and drivers on my way to work. How easy it is for me to hold grudges against people due to my sinfulness, my stubbornness, or my lack of understanding. My mind and heart forget the love shown to me in Jesus. But thanks be to Jesus, he did not remain far off in our time of need, but rather came to save sinners like you and me. Through the gospel of Jesus, the power of the cross, and the shed blood of Jesus, God is at work. God is doing the good work that started at our baptism to be done before its completion at the work of Jesus Christ, at the day of Jesus Christ. God gives us his righteousness, and it bears fruit in lives of those he has called in faith. God is at work, calling sinners to repent and receive his gift of forgiveness. God is at work in giving joy in times of suffering. God is at work bringing unity and beauty through forgiveness amongst his people. God increases our fervent love for one another by increasing our knowledge and discernment of his great love for us. May we, his people, never tire of hearing this message and giving thanks to God and to those fellow saints he puts in our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.